One of the central components of Parshas Emor is its list of the holidays, the various dates, reasons, and some of the mitzvos that accompany all of the various holidays. In the midst of the Torah's description of the various holidays, no surprise, the Torah also includes the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, the period of 49 days of 7 weeks in between Pesach and Shavuos, which, coincidentally enough, every year is read during the actual Omer period. What is interesting is that even though we seem to know the historical reasons and commemorations for all the various holidays, there is no reason given in the Torah for the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. And therefore, it is left to the classical commentaries and to the Rishonim in general, as well as in their commentary to our Parsha, to suggest various explanations and theories for this fascinating mitzvah. Interestingly, the various mefarshim that I'd like to share with you today seem to break up into two broader categories. Those who focus on the agricultural link between the start and finish of the counting, and those who focus on a more historical link between those dates. Let's begin with the approach of those who take a somewhat technical and agricultural approach. The Tur, one of the great medieval halachists who also has a fascinating commentary on the Torah, points out that the new moon would usually be announced, as we know, when the Sanhedrin would declare Rosh Chodesh, and then they would send messengers to all the different communities to let them know when Rosh Chodesh was so they could begin counting. And this way, anyone living anywhere in Eretz Yisrael would know when the calendar was, when the dates were, when Rosh Chodesh was, and would be able to celebrate holidays at the same time. However, he points out that the system was inadequate during the harvest season because the workers were too busy in the fields, and therefore during Pesach and Shavuos, in between the harvest of barley and the harvest of the wheat, it would be a problem because the messengers wouldn't be able to get to the various workers in the fields. And therefore, there was a fear that they wouldn't know when the new month was of Iyar, and they wouldn't be able to celebrate Shavuos on the correct day. Therefore, says the Tur, we have a mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. Start counting 49 days from the second day of Pesach, and then when you finish that, you know that the next day is Shavuos. So in fact, according to him, it's a very pragmatic approach. There's no intrinsic significance to counting of the Omer. The purpose is simply to keep track of the date so that every individual knows when the holiday of Shavuos begins. All you have to know is when to start counting, and automatically it will help you. The Avudraham, in his commentary to the Siddur, has a very similar idea. He says the farmer is so preoccupied that he might simply forget, even if he knew the date, but he might forget when exactly Shavuos was because he's so preoccupied with his harvest, and therefore he has a mitzvah to count to make sure he doesn't forget to go Aliyah L'Regel, to go to Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos. Somewhat similarly, but with a little bit more of a spiritual bent, but also focusing on the agriculture, is the Sforno here in our Parsha. He explains that the Sfira begins on the second day of Pesach, beginning with the barley harvest, and we count until the beginning of the wheat harvest on Shavuos. The Omer is the carbon that's brought in thanksgiving for that barley. That's the carbon that's brought on Pesach, and other carbonos are brought there as well, which are also forms of prayer, of tefillah, for additional success. And then we count Sfiras Omer, we count the 7 weeks, the 49 days, where we're davening, we're offering prayers to Hashem for a successful harvest. And then we actually bring the carbon Shtei Lechem on Shavuos as a thanksgiving for that harvest. So here there's certainly a spiritual or religious dimension. It has to do with our prayers for success, our prayers of thanksgiving, praying for Hashem to give us Hatzlacha, thanking Hashem, Shevach Bahuda, but it's still very much connected to the agricultural components of the harvest of the wheat and the barley, respectively. Obviously, these are very beautiful ideas and certainly very relevant to the life of a farmer. However, for those of us who are not farmers, a little bit removed. However, there are two other very beautiful approaches found in the Mefarshim, which focus not on the agriculture as much as the historical significance. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh here in our Parsha also focuses on the fact that we are counting from not harvest to harvest, but rather specifically Pesach to Shavuos. Pesach is when we left Mitzrayim, Shavuos is when we got the Torah. And according to him, we are counting from leaving Egypt. That's the focus. How so? Because as we know, Chazal teach us that the Jewish people were on a very low level of spirituality. They were on the 49th level of Tumah. And therefore, says Or HaChaim, they simply were unready and not remotely appropriately in the same in the situation that they could receive the Torah. And therefore, they needed 49 days of purification to be ready and worthy of Matan Torah. And therefore, they had to count, they needed those 49 days in order to be prepared for Shavuos Matan Torah. And we, commemorating that experience, we count to remember this journey. He adds very beautifully that just as a woman who is a Nida counts the days until she can go to the mikvah, each day one step further removed from the tumah that began the process, so to here we count 49 days, each day another step more removed from the tumah of Mitzrayim. He also adds very beautifully, this is why we start counting on the second day of Pesach, because on the first day we actually left midday, we left Mitzrayim. So for part of that day we remained in Egypt, and therefore the purification process could not begin until the next day, until the second day, 49 days hence, and then Shavuos. Last but not least is the famous approach of the Sefer HaChinuch, who, like the Or HaChaim, before also focuses on the historical significance of leaving Mitzrayim and getting the Torah on Shavuos. He doesn't focus on the agriculture, but unlike the Or HaChaim, who spoke about counting from, the Sefer HaChinuch talks about counting towards. And that is to say, we are linking Pesach and Shavuos, which is critically important because by so doing, he says, we are declaring that the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Matan Torah. As much as we were happy for the physical freedom, which we celebrate on Pesach, we count in excitement and anticipation of Shavuos and getting the Torah, because we are declaring and reminding ourselves that without the spiritual freedom, the physical freedom would be worthless. By counting, we also express and build our excitement. We count in anticipation of the big day, and just like the Jewish people were excited to get the Torah, we are excited each year after year in commemoration and celebration of the giving of the Torah, which we celebrate on Shavuos. So we see all together today four approaches, two which basically focus on the agriculture and two which focus on the historical connection. The Or HaChaim talks about counting away from Pesach and Mitzrayim, and the Sefer HaChinuch talks about counting towards Shavuos and Matan Torah.